Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vasilev up the left sideline, dancing to the upper angle of the box, feet off Leuven. Edward from deep.
It's in! It's in! Oh, baby! Edward Leuven! City League!
Joey Zanaboni in fine form on Y98 Wednesday night. 2-0 victory for City SC. John Hackworth in his first game as the head coach. Tom Ackerman joins us now from the New Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, you've been away on vacation, so you weren't here when they fired Bradley Carnell. I got to get your reaction to start off with.
Well, I saw the news about 2 minutes after it was announced. I was actually in Italy on vacation, but I was very much in touch with the station. And when I was actually scrolling through my phone, at that very second, City announced that it had let go Bradley Carnell. And my first thought was of sadness, because we had a great relationship with Bradley. He appeared every Monday at 9:35. We had him on Total Information AM. I developed a nice back and forth with him over the last couple of years. But I also, at the same time, respected a move of urgency by a team that sells out all of its games, that won the Western Conference in the regular season last year, and that expects to win and wants to win. And if they sensed that a change was necessary, then I figured that the game against Vancouver was the last straw. As it turns out, that was indeed the case. If they had won that Vancouver game, Lutz Van Steel said publicly he probably, Carnell, would still be the coach. But it was kind of the last straw. They blew a lead. They had a 2-0 lead. They ended up losing the game 4-3. And it has been a struggle for him to gain traction, not getting wins, not finishing games, and not finishing chances. City's had a lot of chances around the goal and has not been able to score. And so they turned things over to Hackworth. Now, Hackworth was given a game against the San Jose Earthquakes, who are not very good.
No.
This is a different deal now. Colorado beat City 3-0 at City Park just a few weeks ago. They're put together. The Rapids have a very good team, and they will play a style and not move from it. So St. Louis has got to figure out how to get itself back. They got a very nice win last week. Now it's time to put back-to-back wins together, but a huge challenge doing so on the road.
Yeah, and has City made some roster changes in recent days?
They've made a lot of roster changes, but they've also dealt with a lot of injuries. So they're shuffling things around. They're adding players. They're coming up here on July 18th. During that transfer time, they were able to make some moves, and some players are going to become a little more eligible, and become a little more of a factor here down the stretch. I mean, a big injury to Klaus. So the question tonight is, do they go with Sam and Dinneran, and how often? Do they start him? They came off the bench with him last time in that win against San Jose. The day that Bradley Carnell was fired was Monday, and by Monday afternoon, Adeniran was in practice. Adeniran is an electric player, very good player, can score, scored a couple of goals early, but his production fell off and for whatever reason did not see eye to eye with Carnell, or Carnell did not see eye to eye with him. He was training off site for a little while. It was just kind of a mystery as to what was going on there, but it cleared up pretty quickly. After Carnell was let go, Adeniran was in practice. So Adeniran playing tonight would be interesting to see if that can change up some things. And City is trying to get itself back to being a contender. There is time. They have, you know, about a dozen games left as they sit here with 22 points. They're 8 points out of a spot. The teams that own those last spots in the West have 30. There are 13 games to go. So it is crunch time here for City, but it is doable.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, the time left and whether they can make up that ground. But yeah, a winning streak could definitely get there, get close to it anyway. Now on to the Cardinals. Yesterday's game was, the beginning was just terrible. It was 9-0, I think, by the third inning. The Cards did make a little bit of a comeback, but it was kind of over at that point. Just kind of burn the tape of that game and move on.
What's insane about that game is two things. I mean, Lance Lynn had a bad game, and he's had some bad games in his career. That's technically, statistically the worst, but he's had some bad games where he's gotten blown up, and the Nationals basically sat there and waited for him to throw fastballs, and they jumped on first-pitch fastballs and hit him over the wall. I mean, you know, his job is to throw the four-seamer and to get strikes and to get ahead. The Nationals use a different approach. They sat there and said, he's going to throw a fastball first pitch, let's rip it, and that's what they did. But here are the amazing things that happened in this game. Number one, you just alluded to it. It was a 9-4 game, bases loaded, Nolan Gorman's got a bat in his hand. And one swing of the bat, it's a one-run game. I mean, that's nuts. I mean, that's nuts. I mean, it's 9-0, and it could have been 9-8 in a blink. We've seen Gorman do it over and over again, but he didn't, and he's, you know, trying to get his swing back, and now it's 9-4. So that's one. But the other really great thing that happened is Giovanni Gallegos threw three innings on the back end of that game. Matthew Liberatore's job is to do that. He pitched 2 1/3 after Lynn went 2 2/3. But Gallegos pitched three innings on the back end of the game. He did give up a late run, but that doesn't really matter. The point is that he saved the bullpen. I mean, the Cardinals' bullpen is, I don't know how closely folks have been watching the usage, but when you play all these extra inning games back to back to back, it is a big problem. So they had basically two relievers yesterday available, and you saw them, Liberatore and Gallegos. Everybody else was pretty much on the shelf for the game, and Lynn was expected to eat up innings. Worst case scenario happened. He got blown up, so now they've got to take Lynn as far as they can within reason because they only have two relievers, and you saw them. And they were able to save at least for today. So if you're going to take a positive out of today, there are two of them. One, they saved the bullpen, so now you've got some fresh arms, or at least better arms. I don't know how fresh they are. They need an all-star break like you wouldn't believe. But also, the Brewers lost again. They've now lost three in a row. So the Cardinals had a chance to gain ground, but it wasn't that costly of a loss. They're five games out in the Central. It's very doable. They've cleared pretty much the rest of the field in the Central at this point. They're four games in front of Pittsburgh, et cetera. You know, the Cubs are a losing team now. They're way out of it. So it's really down to the Cardinals and Brewers in the division. Cardinals own a wild card spot, but that's not what they want. They want that division title, and I think that as we approach the trade deadline, and we'll talk to John Mozeliak about it here at 11:25 this morning, it starts to come into focus what they need. They need pitching. They need arms. They could use another bench bat. That's great. But I really think they're looking at adding a starting pitcher, maybe another arm in the bullpen. You can never go wrong with that. They'll have competition because everybody's going after a starter, but clearly they are buyers here at the deadline.
All right. Well, you were in Italy while the Euro...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
2024 championships were going on. They're still going on. They're down to the semifinals. How was that? I mean, Italy's out now.
I had the best time.
Yeah.
I had the best time with that. So I'm glad you asked. So I actually watched Italy play twice in front of crowds at two different locations. One of them was in Grotta Mare, which we were on the Adriatic side of the country. So we're in a region called the Marche, which is we're the only American tourists anywhere, I think. I don't know that we saw it. Maybe we saw one American the entire 10 days we were there. So we're mixed in with all of these Italian fans watching them score at the very end to tie Croatia. So now we're in the round of 16, and then they lose that last one to Switzerland. And it was, you know, it was fun to be around the crowd, but when you don't score, you know, and you're Italy, and Italy won the Euro in 2020, so they're the defending champions, and it was a real letdown for the fans. I mean, they're all gathered, so these towns. And the second one, Porto St. Giorgio, is where we were. They set up TVs on the beach or in these different beach bars or restaurants, and everything just shuts down. You know, everybody's kind of gathered around watching. It's like the Super Bowl kind of a feel. And then when the game was over, everybody just got up and went about their business. And, yeah. You know, we're kind of bummed out. But that beach town would have erupted had Italy beaten Switzerland. But it didn't happen. And, you know, it's fun. You know, you listen to the broadcast in Italian. You can hear everybody chattering in Italian. And it was a great experience. I was with my family, and then we had another family with us who were big soccer fans. So we all enjoyed talking about it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a once-in-a-lifetime or couple-times-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am pretty pleased that I picked the Netherlands before the start of this tournament at 16-1, and I always follow the Netherlands anyway. Just part of my family is Dutch, but they barely got by Turkey yesterday, but I still think they have a shot. Who do you think is going to win the championship?
Oh, it's a great question. I mean, I don't see anybody beating Spain. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if my gut tells me that, well, told me that if Spain... It was either going to be Spain or Germany is really how I felt. And so, you know, England's talented. You're going to have a lot to have to overcome there, but you can. You know, France obviously has tons of talent and is a fun team, but I think it's Spain's to lose, quite honestly. I think they're the best team.
Yeah, I think they've shown to be the best team. They have a young team, so we'll see in the semifinals. England is always just a mystery. You know, they barely got squeaked through that one game. They've won on penalties the last two, but they've won. I mean, that's kind of how they proceed. So
yeah, and they made it in 2020 to that Italy team that we were just talking about, and lost in penalty kicks at the end of that 2020 Euro. But I would pick Spain, but I think, you know, you could make the case, I guess, for any of the four, or at least for the Netherlands or England.
All right, so what else do you have coming up, sports on a Sunday morning?
It's a big show today, so it is a game day here on KMOX and Y98 FM. So we're very heavy baseball and soccer. We're going to hear from Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, at 10:15. Chris Durkin and Ty Keough will talk some soccer with the legendary Keough and the terrific defender for City, Durkin, midfielder Durkin. And then in the meantime, we will get into soccer again with Lutz Fahnenstiel, and that's coming up at 11:15. John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, joins us at 11:25. So the defensive midfielder Durkin, along with Keough, at 10:30, 10:45. Before that, Ollie Marmol. More soccer with Lutz Fahnenstiel, 11:15. More baseball with John Mozeliak, 11:25. We're just going to load you up with baseball and soccer and then get you to Cardinals pregame at 11:40.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
It is Total Information AM Sunday for this July 7th. Good morning.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.